Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
501, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. Hour number three of our Monday get-together here on Southern California's Finest. 97.3 The Fan. Gwen and Chris is brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins right here in San Diego. Oh, my goodness. Amazing burgers and drinks, 8 locations around town. So Google Sonic San Diego and find the location nearest you.
Went there yesterday.
Oh, don't do that.
Ooh.
I did.
Don't do that.
It was a Sunday, obviously, yesterday.
My Pickles!
Had to pick up my kids who were visiting my mother. And
did they just jump in the car and go, Dad, Sonic?
Well, we actually called them on our way and said, do you guys want to go to Sonic?
Ooh. Oh, come on. Is that even a question?
No, it's not really. But it was one of those things that I just, you know, as a parent, you ask anyway.
Oh, those are the best lights.
We actually ate at Sonic's in the little drive-in area.
Nice.
There.
Nice.
It was nice. It was very nice. Shout out to Sonic's to treating us well. Had the cherry blue raspberry nerd slushy. It was,
of course.
You are crazy about that nerd slushy.
My kids are too. That's all they were talking about the whole way over there.
Did you use the always convenient Sonic app?
Oh. I did indeed.
Wow. Yes.
And it's cool, right? You pull up to your station, you type your station number in, so after you finish ordering, it shows up on your phone.
Yeah.
Able to correct things real quick if something is wrong. It's a very nice app.
Takes great care of everybody.
They do.
It's a wonderful place, and then the payoff at the end is just the best, because you get like the best food.
They got these new chicken sliders that are quite tasty, I must say.
I'm driving up to the Bay Area on Friday.
Stop at Sonic's.
I'm going to.
You better might need two stops.
Well, knowing my temper.
You get
hunger.
Upset when you eat?
Yeah, well, I do.
Gets upset when he's driving.
No, I love driving. I can't wait to drive. But I don't know why I said
why
temper.
Why do I think that you get upset when you're driving? Like somebody cuts in front of you like a half a mile up the road, you probably start swearing. I gotta believe you do. Yes, you do.
No, I do the very exaggerated head shake. Like hopefully they see me. Just like,
are you that guy?
Are you kidding?
Exaggerated head shake. Like, what if somebody cuts you off a half a mile ahead?
I'm a longhorn guy.
Oh, that's aggressive.
I hang on the horn.
Do you
way longer than I should?
You know, just a little tap.
That is better than me than actually, you know, doing the road rage thing where you're actually following somebody.
I mean, that's weird.
On the horn. Yeah, you know, hang on the horn just to let him know, listen, or him or her know, hey, you're a bad driver. And I want everybody else around me to hear it too.
I did have a, like maybe 6-7 years ago, I had a guy who I was mad at, and I gave him the exaggerated head shake. And he lost his mind, and he followed me for a little bit, so I got a little scared. was really scary.
There's some crazy folks out there, man. That's just the bottom line.
I wasn't going to go home, but he kept, you know how you see like, oh man, that guy just followed me. He just turned with me. Maybe he's just,
you know how crazy you have to be to actually follow somebody home to into their territory?
I didn't take him home. I took him somewhere else. I was like, I will waste another 25 minutes driving in circles until you stop following me. And I didn't
all
do
you
that
have
for
to
a little
do,
while.
All you have to do is drive to the nearest Sonic.
So what? He can attack me in the Sonic?
So he can eat while he's beating you
up? Yeah, so he can eat while he's beating you up. Exactly.
He has one of those pretzels. Just Anyway. All right. I think we were in the Big Five, right?
We're in the Big Five. We were on number two, which had something to do with
number two.
Austin Hedges committing a major COVID cop violation over the weekend.
Me and the sound effects.
Scraby being
right now
asleep on the scene and not noticing it. But Austin Hedges certainly got the attention of the Twitter universe.
Yes, he
came
did.
Down hard.
It was my
on
turn,
Austin
wasn't
Hedges.
It?
It was.
It's
but
your turn. Yes.
Do you want me to play the Jay Stingler clip now or after your answer?
After my answer.
Okay. So the question was, if you're AJ Preller, what are you telling Austin Hedges? Because he had a conversation reportedly with AJ Preller and Austin Hedges yesterday. So AJ Preller said, take it serious.
Yeah, I think, like Chris said, he probably doesn't need to have a conversation, but he is. It is kind of his duty to have the conversation since this did happen, and just to kind of remind Austin the seriousness of this and how other people are watching at all times. So even if you don't necessarily agree, maybe just go along for the ride so you don't get hammered on Twitter the way you did, if that's something that bothers you.
Yeah. You know, the photoshopping and the memeing, sometimes it can be funny, but sometimes it could just be over the top.
It's definitely. Yeah, this is part of the reason why I don't always venture onto Twitter every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, last week, Jace Tingler, the manager of the Padres, when the baseball season was finally announced, it was getting going, they did a Zoom conversation, and a reporter asked him about trying to keep the players in line and trying to keep them safe. Here's what Jace Tingler had to say about COVID-19 cautions and social distancing, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think the best way is just open and honest and speaking from the heart. And doing the best to speak in the truth and you know to for our players to understand that, you know, we're going to have you know, members maybe on our staff that are in a higher risk, and there's certainly whether maybe some of our players aren't in the higher risk, but I feel confident that the majority of us know people that are. And whether that's bringing something back to your kids who are then possibly interacting with grandparents, aunts and uncles and things like that. And so I think just in order to, you know, fully understand that, you know, it's going to be a challenge on some of the downtime and you know, some of the off days and things like that. But I think the best way is just to be open and honest and understand that our season's 60 games. You know, which is, you know, it's very short, but we talk about sacrificing things and maybe we've got to sacrifice, you know, some nights out at restaurants and things like that in order to keep everybody in this clubhouse and everybody's families as safe as possible.
So,
good answer by
Jace
Tingler. I still, as much as I would love to just, you know, crush Austin Hedges here, hard for me to get two on his case for relaxing and having a beverage with some friends. Got to be careful. We talked about this over and over again. I'm sure he knows about it. But if somebody gets a picture of you, it doesn't look right. You know, it's a bad look right now. He's got to know better.
Very, very true.
Okay.
Number one.
The NBA is planning to paint Black Lives Matter on the court inside both sidelines in all three arenas it will use at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, when it resumes the 2019-20 season later this month or next month. The WNBA is also discussing painting Black Lives Matter on the court when it begins its abbreviated 2020 season at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, sources said. So we remember when this first came out, that Kyrie Irving, the Nets guard, was a little hesitant about the season returning because he thought it would take away from what's going on with the Black Lives Matter movement, but it seems like the NBA is embracing this. Tony, how smart is Adam Silver for listening to his players in this situation?
He's very smart, especially considering how many guys were thinking about not even playing because of this very issue. It wasn't like a fool, as we heard Scott mention that in regards to Major League Baseball. This was guys up to like 70 guys were on a conference call about not playing and the best way to do it. So, and that was on top of the COVID thing. Some guys have remained out because of COVID, but the other issue was how, if they were going to be a distraction by playing basketball. And this is a way I think that could kind of ease some of those guys' minds in terms of that distraction. They will be able to bring the same type of awareness in a different way. And this goes along with what LeBron James, I think, might have been talking about in terms of being able to do both. Play the game that he loves and also continue to bring awareness to the social justice issues that our country's facing. So I like the idea.
Chris, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's spot on, number one. And I think it's also interesting, along with the fact that the players are going to be allowed to wear social justice messages on their jerseys in place of their names. Give everybody a chance to have a voice as they're playing. So, yeah, Adam Silver, we talked about this when this all first came up. I just thought if you give everybody a voice, then you probably stand a pretty good chance of everybody being all right with it. Everybody feels a little different about everything. I mean, we all have the same goal in mind, but everybody has a little different level of concern here. And by giving players, I think, the individual ability to voice something on their jerseys and then putting something on the courts, I think that keeps the conversation going is what it does. And that's what we've been talking about. This whole thing being about is not just being upset and then forgetting. I mean, we have to be upset and keep the conversation going in order to enact some change.
All right. That is it for the Big Five.
I was trying to think what I would put on the back of my jersey.
Dunk shot?
Yeah. Ha ha. No, I'd want to be... I want to be able to put something on there that I could actually do. There we go. But no, I think, do you kind of think that, do you like this idea, Tony, with everybody putting something on the back of their jersey?
I do.
One, number two, do you think that it puts like a little added, I don't want to use the word pressure, but peer pressure, I guess, on all the players to kind of come up with something to put on the back of their jersey? Or is it okay if some guy wants to just be Smith or whatever his name is?
That's a good question. I think everybody's going to approach it differently. There'll be some guys that certainly don't mind removing their last names and putting something on. There's other ways to do it. Your shoes, there's other equipment that you can find that I'm almost positive you're going to see a lot of guys go that route. But I think it just opens up the kind of the floodgates for guys to come up with creative ways to do it. So I'm all for it. I think it's a terrific idea. And as I said, without it, there's a chance that a lot of these guys wouldn't be playing if they couldn't come to some type of resolution on this.
Yeah, but Adam Silver, much too smart for that, knows everybody needs their voice to be heard and is going to give them that opportunity. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. That was our Big Five, carrying over a little extra segment today. Hope you enjoyed that. When we come back, Gary Templeton Jr. will join us, scout for the Arizona Diamondbacks. What are baseball scouts doing in this day and age of a coronavirus and with no minor league baseball and no college baseball and no high school baseball? We'll talk about it with him when we return. I'm Chris Ello. That's Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris, hanging out with you until 7 o'clock this evening right here on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Let us check a little traffic here with Kelly Danick on 97.3 The Fan. Sorry, I was trying to call the dog. She's barking at somebody out the window. My bad.
519. Welcome into Gwynn and Chris on this Monday. Tony
Part of
Gwynn
life
Jr.
doing the show from home. That's all. Dog is losing her mind, barking out the window at somebody. I was trying to get her attention before we came back on the air.
One of the nice things about baseball returning finally is the mere fact that we actually get to talk real baseball things, you know, whether it's stats, an actual player, or no longer using TMZ's greatest hits in sports in order to entertain you guys. And, you know, that's one of Scraby's favorite parts of this, of his day, is being able to bring you those type of stories. But we're actually talking real baseball here, and joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is a childhood friend of mine, Gary Templeton II, scout for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Gary, how are you doing today, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great, man.
Good day.
Thank you. Baseball's happening, so good day.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, in 2020, baseball is a little bit different. I mean, there's going to be no minor league season. There's been no college season, or at least only a partial piece of the college season. There was only a partial high school. What are scouts to do now? I mean, the season's about to kick off. What are scouts doing with all of these things really shut down right now?
Well, we spent a lot of time doing a lot of video stuff. So we would have just projects, or just get together with other scouts, and we'd go over videos, just talk baseball, just try and keep ourselves engaged in the game and continuing to learn, you know, some of the new analytics and things like that. But as far as our job goes, I mean, the only thing we could do was, you know, talk with each other and just get used to how to analyze video, because that's a skill in its own, to just to be able to sit down there and watch video for hours on end and break down people's swings and deliveries and, you know, all those type of things that we have to do normally that we would do at a game.
Gary, the one-on-one relationship, so with the players, I imagine, is something that you're kind of having to go a little bit more without at this time. What is best? What would you suggest to a high school senior, you know, in terms of, you know, getting the best possible look from scouts right now, that the, even though they don't have any games, is there anything parents can tell their kids to do to try and improve their chances?
There is some stuff starting up right now. You know, there's some leagues and some tournaments in Arizona, and there was just an event up in Fullerton. So there's still events out there that they can get the kids to if they feel that it's safe enough for them to go and that there will be scouts there. But just to reach out, I mean, you know, an email, a text, I mean, you know, your social media accounts, like, we comb through all of that. So even if you're not contacting us, we're looking at those things, and we're talking to your coaches, we're talking to your friends' parents, you know, like, any way that we can to get information on you, then we're going to do that. And so it's also good for them to try and just put themselves in the best light wherever, because you never know who's watching. Like, we're going to practices now. So you might see some random dude at your practice and not know who it is, and it could be a scout.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Gary Templeton II joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, does some scouting for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Gary, one of the tough parts for kids, those seniors, right, those seniors in high school, mm-hmm. those seniors in college that didn't get a season to really, you know, boost whatever stock that they had left, how has it been for those type of guys? I mean, what are they doing now?
It's really tough for those guys. I mean, the high school seniors still have a chance because they can go to college. You know, the JUCOs are going to be packed. So it's going to be, you know, how bad do these kids want to play? Because now you're going to have double the amount of players everywhere. So you really got to get after it if baseball is something that you want to do. As far as the college seniors, you know, I think most of them are going to get their year back. But at the same time, it's like, if you have the opportunity to sign as a free agent, as a college senior, you should probably take it. Or you can go back to school, and if, you know, they still have your scholarship money and they still want you back, then, I mean, it's like a free year, because if you're a college senior, you should probably only have two classes left. So,
yeah.
You know,
take advantage of that.
You know, you could start your master's and play baseball.
Gary Templeton II is with us, scout, Arizona Diamondbacks, friend of the family, as it were, and talking a little bit about this strange baseball season. Gary, what did you and, I don't know, maybe the Diamondbacks scouts and some of the people you know in your business think of the five-round draft? And does that change your particular position at all, or change your focus as a scout at all with only five rounds of drafting? I mean, because after that, I mean, I guess everybody's a free agent, and I guess it's been pretty wild out there.
Yeah, it has. I think the industry in general wanted more than five rounds. I think the consensus was kind of like 10, because you have to have some place for these kids to go play once they get drafted. So there's no reason of drafting a bunch of guys, you know, and we still haven't released guys from spring training, you know, that might eventually got released. So you have to have somewhere to put them, and you have to have room. So that aspect changed, and then it just made us focus on guys that, you know, we thought would be in play for us in the top five rounds. So a lot of guys that were like in the middle, or even players that I really, really liked, you know, were taken off the board just because we're not going to get to them, you know. So we focus on the guys that, you know, we think that we have a chance to get, and the guys that are on the top of our list, and that's where we used all our energy.
Now, the rules this year was after the five rounds, you only could spend a certain amount of money on players, regardless of what their status was, high school, senior, whatever it was. You could only offer so much after the draft was over. Has it been have a lot of kids opted just to go to that next level and take their chances there, as opposed to taking the smaller amount of money that is going to be offered in with only five rounds in the draft?
Yeah, I think the majority of guys, especially high school players, just opted out and decided to just go to college, because for those guys, you know, there's still a chance for them to make a lot of money. You know, even though we don't know what the draft is going to look like in, you know, 2-3 years, you know, you're betting on yourself at that point, you know, which I think is a good bet for a high school kid to go to college and develop. Instead of signing for $20,000 was the limit, and I think they could also offer you on the major league scholarship package. Now for the college juniors, it just depends on how much you like school or not. You know, if you loved your team and you want to go back and try and win a championship, then most of those guys ended up going back, you know, because I'm not saying $20,000 isn't a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, when guys are signing for, you know, 200, 300, 125, you know, millions, like it's really not. And, you know, from a college standpoint, it might be worth gambling with 20,000 to see if you can make 125.
Yeah. A lot of people have said that they really expect that the college baseball season for 2021 to be kind of extra exciting this year and just kind of jam packed with talent. Do you think it's all going to actually work out that way with the kids coming back and with the kids that are actually going to be seniors and the fact that fewer kids are going to sign?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as long as they have a college baseball season in 2021.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. You know, that it has the potential to be one of the most loaded drafts, you know, in recent history, because you're going to have twice the amount of players that are going to be eligible to be drafted, you know. So a lot of these colleges, you know, they're going to have log jams because they're bringing back, you know, five, six guys that they thought were going to get drafted, you know. And then you're going to have those guys that they have to push out because of scholarship reasons or just because of playing time reasons. Those guys are going to trickle down to the D2s and the NAIAs and the JUCOs. And now those classes are going to be loaded, or those schools are going to be loaded too. So, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us as scouts, you know, getting around town, seeing all these guys, you know, but it should be exciting.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it this year, or if there is a baseball season this year at the collegiate level, the JUCOs seem like they're going to be flooded because they don't have as much of the yellow tape to deal with in terms of scholarships and some of the other things that goes on. Gary, appreciate you coming on, man, and kind of giving us the landscape of the scouting world. This Gary's also my workout partner, so I'll see you later on tonight, brother.
All right. Okay.
Now it's on record, Gary. You have to work out tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks so
much.
No
problem. Gary Templeton II on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Of course, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com. All right. 529. That means we need to get to a break. And when we return, I believe we have a countdown.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll have that countdown for you. Gwen and Chris.
You said something right.
San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Welcome back to the program. 5:35 is the time. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr. I wanted to give a shout-out to my friend of mine, Jesse, who actually just met over the weekend, Tony. We had a
Wait,
little.
Is this a friend of yours that you just met over the weekend?
Yeah, but I consider him a friend already.
Man, gotcha. Someone needs to get out more.
Why? What are you talking about? You've never met a new friend before?
No, Scraby hasn't.
I
so
haven't.
But forgive him.
He doesn't understand this.
I don't.
Yeah, he doesn't understand what you're talking about.
We had a little. Listen up, Scraby, will you? We had a little neighborhood block party the other night, and
COVID.
I knew that was going to happen. Everybody was social distancing, relaxing. There was only probably 12 people total. And one of them was a new neighbor, not a new neighbor. He's lived here a while, named Jesse and his wife, Maya. And they were talking to Lori and myself. And they were talking about radio. And I never, ever bring up what I do in a conversation. But my wife does. She will
You're
bring
like,
it up.
No!
Yeah. My wife loves to bring up to people what I do. And so she goes, well, you know, Chris is on the radio. And Jesse goes, well, Jesse, as most people would say, you know, well, what radio? And Lori says, well, he's on Sports Talk. And Jesse goes, you don't work with Tony Gwynn on 97.3 The Fan, do you? And I said, yep. He said, oh, my good. I mean, you should have seen the look on it because he lives right across the way from us. And he's just like, I've been listening to you guys' show for 2 years. I didn't know you were right there. Like, you're right there.
Literally right there.
Right there. Yeah, exactly. I said, we are literally right there because we're doing the show from home. So, but a really nice guy. And it was probably my dog was probably barking at him just in the last segment. So,
he's been living across from you for 2 years?
Yeah, he's been over the cross.
He is my type of neighbor. You don't meet each other for 2 years. This is my type of neighbor.
It's so scrappy.
My type of neighbor.
You know, we've talked about this in the past, but I don't know how your neighborhood is, but we have one. You know, we have the neighborhood where you drive into your garage, and you close the garage, and you walk into your house through the kitchen. And so a lot of times you don't see people unless you have a dog. And so we get out and see a lot of people in the neighborhood because we're walking the dog, but... Jesse and his wife don't have a dog, but tremendously nice people, and I just wanted to say hello, and it was nice meeting them. And exciting, always exciting to find some fans of the show out there, Tony, even if they're
Absolutely.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, no, I agree.
What was his first question to you, other than do you work
after
with Tony?
That? Yeah. You know, he wasn't like one of those people that, you know, tell me everything you know about the baseball, you know, season, or when's, you know, he just thought it was fun to get to meet
us. That is cool.
So that was it, and I enjoyed talking to him. He's a big time Laker fan, and
he's my type of guy.
I knew he was your type of guy right off the bat. Yeah,
that is lovely.
He actually said that he went to Morse High School here in San Diego, and he said he actually grew up one of the few, the proud, rooting for the Clippers when they were in San Diego. And
Tony says, poor guy.
poor guy. You know, look, he rooted for the Clippers because they were San Diego's team. That's all. And when they moved to L.A., he quickly got off the Clipper bandwagon and
I bet.
Jumped aboard the Laker bandwagon. So Jesse's a Laker fan now.
But, now, Chris, in your neighborhood is – this is something I encountered over the weekend, and I almost had a conversation with the neighbor about this. But is there rules for parking – in front of your house or anything like that?
Like what?
Well,
over
the weekend.
How long you could park there?
Well, no, just parking in front of your... I know it's a public street, but there are some unwritten rules that if you have cars and this is your house, it's supposed to be your spot, right? Because the neighbors across the street from us and, you know, they just park in front of our house all the time. And I'm to the point where I want to either slash his tires or leave a note. So,
wait,
are you the friendliest guy
in the neighborhood?
Are you actually using the parking space in front of your house?
Yes. I just leave to go to work and I come back.
And they're parked.
But when you come back, their car is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be kind of annoying.
Do they park in front of their own house ever?
When they have an overflow on our house. So
wait, so they don't even use their parking lot? Or
well,
their side?
If we're going to get real technical,
they would
the
rather
guy has
walk
a boat in front
the...
of his house for like 97% of the week. He's working on his boat in front of his house.
Uh-huh.
Our street has become a circus. A circus.
Which probably means, coming from you, that it's probably just like every other street in the United States, but you are making it
apparently
much more drastic.
The most boats per capita in San Diego are owned on our street because everybody has their boat outside and they're always cleaning it. Like, how much cleaning can you do on a boat? Jeez. But anyway, I almost said something.
Keep them spick and span, Scraby.
I almost said something, but then I felt like it was good.
What do you think would be good to say? What do you think would be good? Let's just say that Tony and I give you our blessing and tell you that we think that your neighbors are completely out of line for parking across the street from their house and in front of your house. What would be your strategy at that point?
Well, hello, neighbors.
Well, hello, neighbors.
Yes. Already off to a bad start.
Howdy ho, neighbors. I would really, because I mean, we've lived, like, the neighbors have been there for as long as we've been there, so it's all good.
So do they know who you are?
They know who I am.
Do they know what you do?
They know what I do, yeah. They do.
Really? And they still want to move their cars, huh?
I really hope they're not listening right now because I'm airing dirty laundry. But
yes, you are.
I almost said, because I believe it's one of their children who parks in front of my house. And I saw the child. And, I mean, he's a grown man. He's like 25, so. Okay. But I almost said something, and I felt like it was going to cause a fight, and so I didn't say anything. But I would have said, hey, dude, is there any chance that you could park in front of your house? Because when I come home late from work, you know, slaving over the hot stove all day.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
we know that
bored.
The show ends at 7 o'clock, so you don't get home to like midnight or so.
1 a.m. on most accounts. Yeah. And I say, is there any way you could just park in front of your house? That's what I would say. Just like that. Hey, is there any way you could just park in front of your house? You know, when I come home from work, it really stinks to have to drive all the way down to the end of the street, park there, park my car in front of no houses so I feel like my car is going to get broken into, I'm going to have to
He probably says, well, bro, I got here first, and why would I...
Oh, I hate that argument.
Why wouldn't I be able to park here? It's an open spot. I don't want to park my car down there where it can get broken into either.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, but you have to park in front of my spot because somebody in your family is using up the entire side of the street on that boat.
Don't get me started. I will talk about the boat. You know what I'm going to do next time the kid parks in front of my house? I will park in front of their house, and I'm going to make sure it's the most annoying parking job on the face
of
the earth.
So why haven't you done this already?
You have my blessing. Go park on their lawn.
Well, because they don't have a lawn, but I would if I could.
That would certainly get their attention.
If you have any suggestions, please hit me up on Twitter at Matt Scraby. Okay.
I feel a sport court coming on.
100%.
Just 100%. A life court. Mm. But I thought of you guys, and you know, is that weird? Is that weird that I always think of you two when I'm about to get into an altercation or I get a little angry? I start thinking about
it's
what you guys
weird,
would say.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
You guys calm me down, though, because usually I can hear you guys being like, stop being so stupid.
I'm not calming you down on this one. I'm giving you my full support to go over there and confront them on this.
Chris is trying to get me in trouble. This is what he's trying to do.
Go march over there, rap on that door. Rap hard on that door. Take care of business.
Thomas, our old guy, Odd Thomas, said, you need to get orange cones and leave them in the space all day. I will do that. I will legitimately go buy cones.
That is actually brilliant because here's the thing. Nobody actually checks to see if the orange cones are legit.
That's right.
See orange cones and you're like, oh, I can't mess with this spot. I'm going to leave this one alone.
Oh, man, that spot's closed.
I think that's the way you got to go, man.
One further and get a stencil that says, like, Carlsbad Public Works and paint it so that people think it's, like, an official cone.
Oh, Lord.
Tony, you got any, like, soccer cones I could use?
I don't.
Oh, darn.
Sorry, we need all my cones.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for hearing me out on that one.
Our pleasure. All right, let's hit to today's countdown, shall we?
We shall.
Traffic is sponsored by the San Diego Zoo. Brush fire reported on the coastline south on 5 before Oceanside Boulevard. That's over to the right shoulder. Also south 5 on the Sorrento Valley Road on-ramp. Looks like there is a stalled vehicle. Another stall reported eastbound 52 right at the northbound 67 connector ramp. Looks like you may have lanes partially blocked. Reports of a large rock in the roadway now. Northbound 125 right before the King Freeway. Welcome back to Wonder. The San Diego Zoo is now open. We create places where wildlife not only survives but thrives every time you visit us. You're helping to support our mission. Plan your next visit at sandiegozoo.org. And Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gwynn and Chris like to rank things. Not college rankings, not athlete rankings.
So what's your point?
But their own rankings. And these rankings can be very serious.
Top five ways that we like potatoes.
Top five pizzas.
Top five ways to beat the heat.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
The countdown starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Padres came out with their 52-man roster today, or yesterday, I guess it was. And 52 guys that they're going to pare down to 30 for the opening day assignment. But some interesting names on this list. Who are the five guys we are most looking forward to reading about? I was going to say watching during the spring training, but I don't really think we're going to get to watch too much of it. But five guys that we think are interesting that we want to follow and keep an eye on here in this little spring training 2.0. That is today's countdown. Dun, 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 dun. What?
Valvoline, please.
I know, I'm trying.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said
he
what?
He was trying to find it, man.
Am I bad?
Stalling.
Am I bad?
Stalling? Because you didn't put it where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, he did, but that just, that just gave me a little bit more time to stall. The countdown is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers in San Diego.
Number five.
That's what I meant to say all along. All right, number five guy I'm looking forward to hearing about, seeing, and seeing how he fits in is C.J. Abrams. Number one overall pick, or first round draft pick of the Padres. What are we now, 3 years ago? Two years ago? Three drafts ago.
Wait, who
was
last
he
year?
Last
no,
year?
He was last year's pick.
Okay, so, yeah, it was Ryan Weathers, then him. Sorry. But, yeah, so, I mean, I just think it's exciting opportunity for him to get to play alongside Tatis Jr. and Machado and all these guys and see kind of where he fits in. I don't think you can find out how if you're ever going to be the best unless you match up with the best. So, see where he's at in the year after his first-round draft selection. I know he's young, but I kind of like to watch guys like this and see if they're able to open any eyes during this opportunity.
Number five on my list is Javi Guerra.
Oh, yes. You've been talking a lot about this guy.
I have, and I think his name becomes even more important when you consider that Munoz will be out for the season with the Tommy John surgery. So you're missing a guy who is a back-end type arm, throws upwards of 100 miles per hour, and you try to find a guy who can fill that void. Well, Javi Guerra, another guy who can hit up in the 99-100 area, former shortstop that has really made the conversion pretty good thus far. And what I saw in spring and the outings that I saw from him, he looked really good. So he could be a guy that fills in for that for Munoz being out for the year, not losing a whole lot of velocity there. He's certainly a guy to keep an eye on.
All right.
Number four.
Number four for me is Luis Campusano. Young catcher. Catching, first of all, they're going to ride Austin Hedges out of town because he had the audacity to drink a beverage without a mask on the other day. People are going crazy. Francisco Mejia, I love the kid, but he's going to have to, like everybody says he can hit. Maybe Campusano's the guy. Young catcher. Going to get a good look, good opportunity here. This is a position that I think, I don't want to say it's wide open. I think there's two guys that are going to vie for it and probably share the duty. But if somebody came along and started really tearing the cover off the ball at that position, they could fight their way into the mix. And keep in mind that, if I'm not mistaken, Tony, aren't teams going to have to, on their taxi squad, carry through a third catcher because of the concerns?
I think I might have seen that too. I'm not.
I thought I saw something.
I feel like I saw that though.
Yeah, I think I did too. So anyway, Luis Campusano, guy, keep an eye on.
Number four on my list is number five on Chris Ellis' list. That's C.J. Abrams. This guy, everything I hear, this is like, this guy is uber athletic and has unbelievable bat-to-ball ability. And you don't see that in today's game very often. This guy doesn't strike out very much at all. And obviously he can run like the wind. Kind of has a bigger, a little taller frame than D. Gordon, but we're looking, talking about that type of athlete. I'm looking forward to seeing him just be around guys like Machado and Tatis Jr. Because I can tell you from my own experience, when a young guy gets an opportunity just to be around, they get better. They get better. And in this environment where, in today's game, where rookies are welcomed with open arms everywhere, I think this could be huge for C.J. Abrams. So I'm looking forward to maybe not necessarily getting to see with my own eyes, but, you know, hearing about progress that he's making behind the scenes.
Number three.
Well, number three's got to be Mackenzie Gore. It doesn't have to be. It'd probably be a little higher. But now that the season's playing out the way it is, he and Luis Patino become potentially very important parts of this Padre mixture. And this pitching staff, wouldn't it be something if he was able to break through and pitch a few innings, especially early in the season at the big league level? He's the number one prospect for a reason, I would think. Let's certainly curious to see how great he really is. So Mackenzie Gore is my number three guy. Kind of obvious choice, I think, but that's who I'm picking.
Yep, number three on my list is also Mackenzie Gore. got it. I mean, how can he? He has to be in the top five, particularly because his name specifically has been mentioned, really going back to end of the year before last. So you heard his name a lot, especially as the Padres started to have the nosedive that they had in the second half of last year. And with a 60-game season, I think everybody's anticipating seeing him from the very beginning. So clearly, he's the number one prospect or two prospect, depending on which publication you're looking at. In all of baseball, he's going to be a guy that everybody wants to see and hear from for sure.
Number two.
All right, number two for me is a guy that we had the good pleasure of interviewing during spring training 1.0. And this guy's an interesting player because he plays the field and he pitches, Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah.
Don't know exactly what to totally make of him other than the fact that I enjoyed visiting with him. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's obviously got an amazing amount of talent to be able to play at this level and be able to pitch and hit and field and run and, you know, play defense. And in this kind of a season, he seems even more valuable than most seasons. You know, you're going to have a couple extra guys on the roster, but with the coronavirus thing, you may need a few more replacements than you're expecting. So Jake Cronenworth could be an interesting guy.
Yeah.
For the Padres. Show up even in your pitching staff somehow. So I'm just curious to see how his story plays out.
Last two spots on my list are predicated on the fact that the Padres are going to make a move. Any playoff-wise, these two guys are going to have big seasons. Number two on that list is Tommy Pham. Padres acquired Tommy through a trade, and clearly his on-base exploits are needed something terribly for this Padre team. And I think, listen, with a free agent year looming, he is on a mission, and I just feel like he's going to be a big part of this year. If the Padres are to make some serious noise, he's going to be a part of it. And Tatis Jr. is not on my list, and I'll explain when we get to that point. And that'll have to be after the next break.
Wow, did that go fast?
We didn't get to number one.
Number one.
Number one for me is Franchy Cordero, because I love Franchi Cordero, and I think he can be a difference maker, especially the DH. So I'm hoping he just gets off spring training 2.0 hitting like he's on fire.
Number one on my list is Manny Machado. Yes. He's the piece. He's the piece, I think. If he has a year that he's capable of having, Padres can make some serious, serious noise, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I really believe that he's going to be a key to that playoff run in 2020. Should the Padres get there?
Kick off a special happy hour next with Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Stick with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.